The Waiting Supper. Chapter 1. Whoever had perceived the yeoman standing on Squire Everard's lawn in the dusk of that October evening 50 years ago might have said at first sight that he was loitering there from idle curiosity. For a large five-light window of the manor house in front of him was unshuttered and uncurtained, so that the illuminated room within could be scanned almost to its four corners. Obviously nobody was ever expected to be in this part of the grounds after nightfall. The apartment thus swept by an eye from without was occupied by two persons. They were sitting over dessert, the tablecloth having been removed in the old-fashioned way. The fruits were local, consisting of apples, pears, nuts, and such other products of the summer as might be presumed to grow on the estate. There was strong ale and rum on the table, and but little wine. Moreover, the appointments of the dining-room were simple and homely even for the date, betokening a countrified household of the smaller gentry, without much wealth or ambition, formerly a numerous class, but now in great part ousted by the territorial landlords.